I think I'll start up here with the raise size function. And so let's look at that one first. And we're in array group third. Oh, good, as usual. Array size. Okay, so what's wrong with this? CIS 159 S17. Array group. Okay, does anybody see what I didn't type correctly? Oh, no slash. Yep. Okay, so this is simply if you want to find out how many things you have in the array, you can do it one of two ways. You can do a count or you can do a size of. And each place I put the name of the array in there and it's counting size. This is an associative array with the key and the value. Okay, so I have a key associated with a value. So the women's department is Reynolds, the men's department is Johnson, and so forth. And if I go through, and again, with the for each, department manager array has the name associated with the manager. And again, this is the key. And this is the value. So the women's department, the manager is Reynolds and so forth. And then I said, okay, print out name. And I'm saying that will be the word name. So down here is where I've defined name. I said the department manager is going to have a name and a manager. So women's is the name, manager is Reynolds. Women's, men's is the name, manager Johnson is the value. So when I come down here, I say department name, go to the name, and I've already told it the department manager is made up of those two things. So it's showing me the name and it's showing me the manager. But the main thing here is also that you can get the count and you can get the size of. Okay, and there are times you want to know how many things are in an array, and these things will let you go in and find it out. And the next one is sorting. And sorting is kind of interesting. There are a whole load of ways that you can sort. and you can go and look them up. So if you go and do a search on sorting in PHP, you ought to come up with a list at some point. This one gives you three sorts, and basically you can figure out what they're doing by looking at them. There's an A sort, and then I've got a K sort, and then I've got a sort. Okay, so looking at those, it appears that the A sort, and I say appears because I never remember which one is which, I gotta go and look them up. But if you look at department manager, I'm getting those are in order. So it appears that the A sort is sorting on the value. Okay, and then the K sort appears to be sorting on the key, because I'm getting boys, girls, men's, women's. And the regular sort appears to be sorting on the manager as well. Okay. So if you go and look these up, and we'll hope that I find something fairly fast. Okay, wait a minute. PHP sort array, please.
It's in the other tab.
You're right. I'm on the wrong tab. Good. Okay, so PHP sorting arrays, the manual. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of them. And if you click on them, they will tell you the details about how they're going to sort. But you can go in and sort them a lot of different ways. Because an A sort apparently is low to high, and an AR sort is apparently high to low, and so forth. So you can go in and look up and figure out how you want to sort something if you want to sort it. And they give you far more choices than you're ever going to want. Okay. But those are the ways, some of the ways that you can sort. Okay. I'm going to look at the colors ones next, and then we'll go back up to the top. So there's a colors basic. And again, a lot of what we're doing here is, oh, that's kind of interesting, and I'll never use it. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Okay, so I set up an array, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. It sets up an array of six elements. Note that the index subscript 0 gets the first element and 5 gets the last one. So I then said, okay, echo rainbow 0, and it gave me red. And then I said echo rainbow 5, and it gave me purple, which was the last one, okay? And then I said, okay, now I'm going to, the for loop loops through each element in the array. And so I did this one, instead of with a for each, I did it with a for. And I said, I'm going to go for count, and then I'm going to go until it's less than or equal to 6. And I put in here a style, okay? So I've got a style that is based on color. Okay, so I basically use the word that's in the array to give me the style, okay? something you can't do ordinarily, but since the gray happened to be colors, I said the style, the color is going to be whatever is in rainbow the count is pointing to. And so it gave me that color. And then I said, now also show me the word. So I wrote out the color is. Okay, so I've got these with a style that got me a particular color. And I actually used the array to get the color. And I thought that was oh so clever. Okay, so anyway. So that's just a plain, ordinary array that's going red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Okay, so if you look at the next one, it's colors in the for each. And this one, apparently, I decided not to... Now on this one, I may put in the values. Okay, so I've got an array of the zero is red, so I put in the index and the value. Okay, since the indexes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, this works basically the same way that it worked in the other one. And I am printing out red, orange, yellow, green, blue, etc. And again, when I do the for each, I am telling it what I am looking for there, and each version will be color, and color will get me the value. If I don't put the entire thing in there, the first word, then that equals greater than, it gets me the value. So I'm getting the value out of this, and it's showing the red, orange, yellow, green, blue. Whatever. Okay, so it's going through and going in and getting the value. Okay, the next one is for each one. Okay, this one, notice I changed the numbers up at the top. And it has no impact because it is going through in the order of the array. It's going through as rainbow, as colors. The number, the count is count. So I am printing out my count and I am controlling count. It is not the number in the array. I'm just counting through. But it goes through the array in the order that it is set up. As I said, some of these things are more than you'll ever want to do. But it just makes the point that it is going through the array based on position. And count is simply me keeping count of where I am. The zero element, the first element, the second element. And it's going through like that. Okay, notice that one does not have any value, and so when I say print out the content, I don't get anything for one. So I've said zero, and I get red. Five, and I get yellow. One, and I get nothing. Two, and I get rainbow. Purple rubber. So it went in and it took the number. When I tell it to do it by the number, it goes in and that's the key, so it goes and matches that key. So when I tell it to go in by the number, it goes in and matches the key. Which is a tad strange, but that's the way it works. And when I did it this way, it's going through progressively, and I said define it as index colors. Again, I could have called it key and value. Index and colors, and I said, okay, now go through it and show me the index and show me the color. And so I'm getting the index and I'm getting the color, and so it's matching. Zero is red, three is orange, and going through and matching. So it's going through one at a time, and then because I put both of them down here, the key and the value, it's giving me both the key and the value. If I just put the value down there, I just get the value. And again, this is in lots of ways more than you'll ever want to know. Okay, but it kind of shows how you can play around with arrays and really can make them do pretty much anything you want them to do. And I got a little carried away playing, so anyway. Specify index. Spell right. SPEC. I went through and did, wait a minute, what did I just do? I went through and did a 4 here, and I did a 4 each. And notice that the count, I didn't reset the count, so the count keeps growing. That's just my keeping track of the count. But the main thing I wanted to point out is both of these do the red, orange, yellow, green, blue. And both of them go through it in sequence. And if I don't like the count like that, I can always reset count. So $count is going to be equal to, what did I start it out with? One? No, zero up above. And so if I redo that, it starts over at zero. Because again, I'm controlling count. And I didn't reset it before I went into the next one, so it just kept growing. Okay. But if I reset it with count equals zero, then it starts over again. So basically, this one shows the same thing, gotten with the for statement and gotten with the for each statement. I'm getting exactly the same output, stepping through them one at a time. And I'm not sure what I did there. Oh, I think that was just the reset. Because I'm still just showing count. So I will double check that, but I don't think I did anything specific here except putting in that reset. Yes. Okay, now the next one is color with a word. And this one is just going through. So I'm setting the index here and saying the index is first and the color is red, index is second, the color is orange, and it's just stepping through, showing both the index and the color. And if I just wanted to see color, I could do it, and if I just want to see index, I can do it. So these are just some ways that you can set up an array and kind of play around with it. Now there's some kind of interesting things in this one as well, and let me go and grab some of those. A test. Actually, that's not the one I want next. Sorry about that. No, could have sworn it was a test. Okay, that's the one I wanted. Experiment braces. And then we're going to look at some other ways that braces work. Okay, curly braces can be used in a variety of ways, and this is kind of starting looking at one of the ways that you can use it. So what I've got is, I said, using curly braces, and I put curly braces around it, and it looks the same as if I don't, okay? So I put it out twice. I said, echo using curly braces, and I put curly braces around the word I wanted to put out. And then I did without curly braces, and it came out with the same thing. You'll see curly braces used by some people quite a lot. Then I had a field that I called what, and I decided I wanted to put an S on it. So I wrote what's, and obviously that didn't work because it couldn't find it, and that's why I got the undefined. And it came out with just the put your away and skipped that word, okay? Then the next one, I put the word what, and I put an S in to put it on, and it found the word what just fine, and then the S is just kind of sticking out there. But if I put the word what in curly braces, then I can put the S right next to it, and it comes up with toys. So it's just kind of an interesting thing that I can do with the curly braces. If I want it to be part of something, I can put the curly braces around my variable and then put something right after it, and the curly brace becomes part of a word when I display it. So I see toys because the S has been attached to it. Okay? And I couldn't attach S to it alone. If I left a space, it didn't work. But if I put the curly braces, it understands that that's the variable, and then without any space, it wants to write the word S. So that's kind of an interesting thing if you want to take the variable and make it part of what you're doing. As I said, this section is more just plain than anything else. Okay, I'm going to look at associative array and look at that set, because that gets me to one of the ones with the curly braces in it. Okay, so here I have set up, and I set it up a different way. In the previous examples, I've been using the equals followed by the greater than sign. In this one, I said department manager is women's, and that's Reynolds. And so I have put it up as the index, basically. So I want to... Okay, so I put in their department name is men's. Okay. Then I said, okay, department name is department name, and so it prints out men's. Then I want to go into department manager, and I want to find the department manager that goes with men's. So I say department manager, and I index it on department name. Department name is up there. It says, oh, I'm supposed to find men's here. It finds men's and gives me Johnson. So it can actually go in based on a word as opposed to based on a number. So I define department name as men's. I said, now go to the array and find the one that's labeled men's. And that will give me Johnson. So I'm using department name as my index or subscript. Okay, and it lets me do that. On the next one, I said all. And so I am going through and showing them all. And I'm doing it with a for each. In and I said first echo out I made department name girls, and so I said okay, show me the department name, which is girls, and now show me the manager, which is the department manager that is associated with department name, and so it is showing me Adams, which is associated with girls. And then I said, okay, now go through and show them all to me. And it's going through and showing me women's, men's, girls, boys, and the department manager that goes with each one. So I said department manager is made up of, again, key and value. Okay, so the key is the department name and the value is the manager name. And so I now am saying show me the key, and it's showing me $name. Show me the value, and it's showing me $manager. Okay. Okay, the third one is one that I think is really interesting. It gets lost, and you have to help it out, basically. So this is a Sosh, and then we'll get the name of it, maybe. Regular Array Test Com. .php. I got it. Okay. So now I've got two levels going on here. I started out with department number is 3. So then I said, okay, I've got an array set up that if I go to 3, I associate it with girls. And then, if I've got girls, I can go to the department manager array and associate girls with Adams. Okay. So I start out and I go to one array and I've cut the department number and I extract the name of the department. And then I go to the next array, use the name of the department to extract the manager of the department. If I leave the curly brace out of the line below, it can't handle it. Okay, the curly brace is one solution, another solution is to simply handle things individually and then combine them in an echo or a print. Okay, so what I'm saying there is the one that I have the double slashes on. If I run this one, it crashes. Okay, so if I run this one, it crashes. So now if I put the double slashes back in to make it a comment, and I run it, it's gone, and it works just fine. Okay, so what I had to do is let's look at the one that didn't work first. I said department name array modified by department number. So this department number is the 3. It goes to department name array and finds the 3. Okay? So I said put out the department name, and so it puts out girls. Okay? Because again, it went to the department name array, took the department number, and extracted the name of the department. Now the second part I said, go to the department manager, and as the index, use the department name modified by department number, which works fine, sort of. Because we know that if we go to department name array with the number, we get girls. So that should be girls, and girls should therefore get me Adams. But it gets confused. Okay, so that one crashed. However, if I put the whole thing in curly braces, for some reason it then decides that it can handle it. Okay? And I am now getting what I want to get, because I put the whole thing inside curly braces. So if something's just not working, I guess the lesson here is throw it in curly braces and see if that helps. Okay? But because technically this should work, I'm saying to go to department name array with the department number 3, that gets me girls. Now go to department manager using girls, and that should get me Adams. So technically it should work, but it doesn't. It gets lost in the whole thing. But if you put the curly braces around it, then it can handle it. Okay? The alternate thing to do is I said, whole department name. So I said, go to the department array using the department number 3, hit girls and put that in whole department name. So I put girls in whole department name. And then I said, okay, whole department manager is, go to the manager and pull out the department number and pull it out, and doing it separately, it looks exactly the same as it looked up there, but doing it separately, it can handle it. Okay, it apparently doesn't get confused doing it separately. And then I just said echo out the whole department name and the whole department manager. So I broke them down and did them separately. Actually, this should work too. And we're gonna find out, I claim it should work. If I change that and say, what do you think I'm gonna put in here? I'm gonna put whole department manager equals department manager using whole department name. And I claim that that should also work. And we will see. Yeah, it did. Okay, so that also worked. So I could come to this one and say, okay, I'm now holding the department name. Go in here to the department manager and use the department name that I'm holding, which is girls, to get out the manager's name. So either of those will work. Okay, so if I take out the quotes on this one, I should now get the line 3 times. Okay. Oh, I didn't do an echo. That would be why. All right. But either of those works, and this is 2 different ways. And I better comment one of them out so I won't think that I need both lines sometime. So the point here is that it got confused, and the curly braces will solve the problem, or breaking it down will solve the problem. So if you run into something where you claim it should work, and as I said, looking at this, I claim it should work. Certainly that's exactly what I put down here, and it worked when I put it alone. Okay? It worked when I put it alone. So the technically it's correct, but it just got overwhelmed with too much stuff. And the curly braces kind of separates it out, and it therefore will work. Okay. This drove me crazy the first time that I encountered it. Okay. Questions? This is kind of the most important thing I'm going to say today, is this. So pay attention to this. That isn't the one I wanted to comment out. It's that one I wanted to comment out, right? Yes. Okay. And I don't actually remember what this one is. Oh, this one is basically just showing you that I can have either layout. I'd forgotten this one was in here. It's just emphasizing the fact that one would be. This is the value, and key and value work. Okay. If you have a while loop, you can also do a while loop, which you don't see anywhere near as often, but you can do it. And if you want to do that, we have to reset price. Okay, so you have to reset the price prior to going into the while loop. And in the while loop, you write it as element equals each price. And so that's just the way you write it if you write a while loop. You say the element equals each price. And then I go through and show the element's key and I show the element's value. And that's just another way of doing it. And you can also do the key and value of 0 and 1. 0 being the key, and 1 being the value. And then there's a third way of doing it. So, okay, the while loop again, before I go on. The while loop says, while the element is each price. So price is the name of the array. An element is equal to each price. So it's kind of reverse of the for each, where the for each you give the name of the array and then talk about what's in it. Here you're saying element is each price. So now echo out the element's key, echo out the element's value. Okay, and then if I want to skip a line, I've got to skip a line. And I've got to control that. And I did it again with the 0 and 1 because the 0th element is the, and the first element is the price. Okay, the 0th element is the name, the first one is the price. And it goes through and does them. And again, I don't see those as often. And then you have a list one. And a list goes through and lists the things out, and the syntax for that is you do a while list and then type and price for each price. Okay, so the key and the index, I mean, and the value. So again, the key and the value. And you can just write it as while list, key and value for each price, and you can write them out. So those are two other ways that you can do it, the while and the list, for what they're worth. You should know that they exist so that if you run into them in code that you're looking at, you know they exist. But I don't see them used as much. And now the next thing I pick up is going to use them totally, but I don't usually. And I think we have about one more boring thing to do, and then we're done. Sorry about that. I don't know of any way to make this terribly interesting. It's interesting when you play with it. And I had a good time doing them. So if you have nothing better to do, which you all do have something better to do, you can go through and kind of play with them, and it can be kind of fun to do that. Okay. And this was just setting up an array for each course. So I'm just sending out the information about CIS 159, the credits, the semester, the name. And then I set up a CIS 150 credits and basically set up a array for each course. And then I went in and said, okay, CIS 159 has the key and the value, and I printed out all of the stuff about the course. So I went through the different things in the array and showed all of the things about the course. Okay. Okay. I think we've hit saturation level. The next thing we're going to look at is images. And I'm going to leave that until Tuesday. And we have left to go images and then a few things to wrap up. And we're hopefully, the plan is that the last week of the semester, I won't do anything. Except correct. Yes, I'm behind. Yes, you're all behind too, so that makes us all in the same boat. Okay, so what I try hard to do is have the last week of classes, basically when you can start to work on the final and you can get caught up and all of that kind of stuff. So that will mean there'll be open labs the last week of classes on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday in this room. You can come at any point, at any time, and work on stuff. Okay, and try to nail out.
Sorry, when is the last day of class?
11th.
May 11th?
May 11th is the last day of class. So we're a little under a month to go, because this is the 13th. Next week we only have class one day. Okay, so there's only one day of class next week.
Tuesday,
right. And Thursday is Monday's classes. Okay. And then I may have a hybrid day the following week, but I haven't determined that for sure. But we're in okay shape for me to have that. And if we do that, that would mean Eric will run a lab that day. So that would be another catch-up day. May 2nd, my 11 o'clock class, is going to have some guest speakers in a variety of fields, some of which you've heard, some of which you haven't. If you were in my, in other words, if you were in my 120 class, some of them are duplicates, some of them aren't. And so if you are free at 11 o'clock, they're worth coming and listening to, I think, because they're going to talk about careers, and one of them is heavily into web stuff. He's does a lot with that. And he's never come before. And so I think he would be interesting. So if you're free at 11 o'clock on May 2nd, they're coming. If I record them anyway, so if you can't come, you can listen to the recordings. Okay. All righty. We're going to call it quits. Because I think and there's more while loops down at the bottom if you're interested in them.